Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another week of N4G Radio for the week of February 9th, 2009.
Wow.
I'm your host, Ken McCallan, also known as Zero Tolerance.
And we're back.
Wow.
Wow.
I meant to do that on purpose.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. WN4G, smooth radio.
Smooth jazz.
Dun, 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 dun. Smooth jazz.
Weenie in the butt.
Jazz.
In the morning.
So, how's it going, everybody?
All right, pretty good.
Good.
As you see, we have GambusCon in the house.
In his old
house.
House!
We have the Wombat. What? Ryan Wombo.
What's up?
And we have Justin the Killer Wolverine Tessa.
Sup, bitches!
Wow.
Alrighty then. That was very interesting.
Wow.
What better way to do a episode before the 100th episode where we get to talk about the monster game?
The monster game.
The monster game.
Of all monster games.
This is the one. This is the one that will give you impregnated by super babies.
Yes.
Yes.
Just by turning it on.
Yes.
We are, of course, talking about Killzone 2.
Oh, are we?
You thought I was making a joke there, didn't you?
No, I thought we were talking about two worlds.
No. Yeah, got a bunch of gangsters up in this bitch.
Back off.
But as normal, we'll start out with some fondling. And I think we're going to start with Killer Wolverine.
Oh, snap.
Oh,
faked
snap.
You out.
Oh, shit.
Faked you out.
I faked you out.
Well, you I guess I'll start with the weaker of the three
faked
systems.
Out.
Did you just say the weaker of the three systems?
I did.
And you said the 360.
No, I said three systems.
Weaker of the three systems.
Oh, I thought you said the 360. I'm like, okay.
No.
I didn't know they were ranked by power rankings.
Yes, they are.
Pro tip.
Yeah. For the Wii, played the Rygar Battle of the Argus.
And?
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
Yeah,
that's all right.
It's all right, you know.
It's a port of the PS2.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not bad for a PS2 game.
Yeah,
the PS2 game was awesome.
Yeah, and this one, if you played the PS2, it doesn't add anything. Except for, you know, you can finish your opponents off by swinging the Wiimote for a finishing move.
Oh, okay, but so you use it just to finish your opponents.
Pretty much.
See, that's cool, because I was afraid that you're going to have to use the Wiimote for every single attack.
Whipping, like the
for whipping it out?
Whipping it out.
Whipping it out,
out. Yeah, that's the only way you use it. And it doesn't look better than the PS2 version.
Snap.
It doesn't.
Doesn't he have a new outfit, though? Because he was, like, red.
I don't know. I didn't play the PS2
version. In the PS2 version, and this one he's got, like, gray hair and a gray
He's got white hair. It's Japanese.
Gray, white.
Yeah.
the original game, he had, like, what, black hair or something?
He looked like Simon Belmont from Castlevania. Mm.
Or he looked like Rygar from Rygar.
Rygar, yeah. Yeah.
Not Ragu, Rygar.
Ragu. But now he looks
like Ragu.
Now he looks like a side character from Final Fantasy or something.
But
Final Fantasy.
It's a trailer. I've
Final
never played
Fantasy.
The PS2 version, so I had fun with it. The combat was simplistic and enjoyable, but
and to throw the disc armor around.
It's just a shame that they only got it on the Wii. I think it would be better on the other, you know, next gen consoles. Current
just
gen
a port.
Now.
Yeah.
But, probably be the same game.
Well, it would look better. But they work well with what they had. So
you're a graphics whore.
Not really. Really, it's not. It's a shame it was on the Wii.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. But then again, it's a good game for the Wii.
It is a good game for
the
Wii.
So it's good for the Wii.
Because there's not too many action adventure games.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little addition.
Outside of Zelda and Okami.
Yeah. It's a nice, and it's...
Do we forget about Metroid?
And Metroid.
Well, Metroid's more of an FPS, isn't it?
No.
Well, the thing is, with Metroid, it's like 1-2-3 punch.
Metroid is not really an FPS. It's more like a first-person action-adventure game.
Yeah.
It's not a shooter at all.
Metroid's junk.
Yeah, you're junk.
I said it.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, sacrilege, dude.
Dude,
sacrilege.
The last couple Metroids, I haven't liked at all. Ever since they went Prime, I haven't liked
it.
I
liked
love
the first Prime.
Prime.
I didn't play the
Prime
second
was awesome.
One.
The second Prime, not so much. The Corruption, though, was pretty good.
I might have to try that then, since I kept my Wii this time instead of selling it.
I always like to keep my Wii.
Indeed. Mm. So, you know, it's not bad. If you played the PS2 version, skip it. But if you didn't, then...
You
might
should play
pick it.
It
up. Yeah, it's fun. It's a hack and slash at its heart. There's a lot of destructible shit. A lot of upgrade shit.
Sweet.
So, it's not bad. Tecmo did an alright job. You know.
Okay.
Alright.
So there you
I
go.
I lost my word. But,
you only had one?
I have only one.
Poopy.
There can be only one.
You said we're going to talk about it later, but the only thing I played on the PS2 was the Killzone demo.
On PS2,
on
huh?
PS2?
Oh, shit, PS3.
Man, that's one powerful-ass PS2.
Back. Talk about upskilling.
I'm sorry. PS3. But that's a lie. I did play Echo Chrome. Because I stole it from the boogeyman.
Oh, you bitch.
How dare you steal? So,
whatever. I'm Italian. It works.
What? That was incredibly offensive.
Didn't offend me, no.
He's Italian. He can get away with it, though. Unfortunately, I can't.
So, I played Echo Chrome. It's good. Play more of it later. Yeah. All right. 360, I played more.
What was that? It's his wedding ring rubbing across the chair.
It's like,
just relax.
Right. I was a little worried there for a second.
Yes, ladies, zero tolerance
relax,
is married.
I don't think there are any ladies listening to
the wedding. When it want to come through, relax. Don't do well.
Holy macaroni.
We need like a music or interlude between the three systems of land. All right, it's cool. I played the rock band, the Guitar Heroes.
The Rock Band, the Guitar
Heroes. The Rock Band, the Guitar Heroes.
That's like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Wow.
Or peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Or,
definitely.
Or tuna and mustard and relish.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I hope you are kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Really?
No. You don't like tuna and mustard and relish?
You don't like tuna salad?
Ugh.
I don't like any of those things by them. Oh, wait. I like mustard.
I don't like any of those by myself. By myself.
By yourself.
By myself.
When I get alone by myself, I just rub myself in mustard. You know?
That's kind of the point, though. You don't eat them by themselves.
You don't eat them all mixed together.
You don't just pour mustard
in a bowl and eat it with a spoon.
No, but sometimes I eat relish out of the jar.
That's pretty nasty.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome, though. I probably would eat sweet relish out of the jar.
That's pretty nasty.
Sweet relish is delicious.
I like it.
Anyway, what games were you playing?
Gross.
You're gross.
I haven't played that game. Is it any good?
No. I played a little bit of Gears.
Gears of War.
Just a little bit. Like 2 minutes of it.
2 minutes, huh?
2 minutes,
yeah.
Really?
So you got like 3 quarters of the way through the game.
Dude, he didn't even get the game loaded. What are you talking about?
I beat it 2 days in, but I tried to play, you know, just local multiplayer, you know, with bots, and I, nah.
Meh.
I just don't know why. I just didn't. Nah. I wasn't digging it. I wasn't digging it. And then I tried to play single player and like,
meh.
Meh.
His Gears love has died.
Yeah.
Meh.
I don't know what it is anymore, but.
Meh.
And then I played two games that I, you know, haven't played before. Dark Sector, which apparently Boogeyman played that last week.
Right.
So I picked that up. I'm
so
on chapter
you're a big
three,
giant so. Copycat, is what you're telling me.
I'm pretty sure I didn't know he played that.
No, well,
because
I
played
lying.
This according to my Xbox Live account, 131.
I think you're lying.
And I'm pretty sure the show was...
I'm almost positive you're lying.
I'm going to punch you in the fucking nose.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Yes.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Again, you're lying. You're lying to our listeners about important information.
I wouldn't copy Boogeyman because he's not worth copying.
Oh.
Oh,
snap.
Double snap.
But, you know...
Boogeyman says boo.
But Yeah, I like it. You know,
it was a good game.
Yeah, chapter 3 right now. I was mastering the aftertouch effect on the.
I bet you were.
I do that all
the time. What's that fucking weapon?
The glaive.
Yeah, the glaive.
The glaive is the bomb sauce.
Yeah, so I was doing that, and then I got attacked behind by a shielded enemy. And for some reason, he killed me in one shot.
The shielded enemies in that game suck.
I just decided to turn it off and go back to it later, but it's not bad.
I like Dark Sector.
It's kind of creepy. In the second level, when I think you're in the sewer... And those weird, what the fuck were they, zombie-like things coming out of you from the water?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, that does sound pretty creepy.
It was just creepy.
So do most of your dreams.
Sewer zombies are the worst.
Sewer zombies are the worst.
Have you
played
it?
They stink.
No.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I like the game. I really did.
I'd like to pick it up sometime.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Michael Rosenbaum, dude, the voice.
A.K.A. Yeah. Lex Luthor from the Smallvilles.
Sweet.
Not anymore.
Well... Used to be.
So, does his character sound like Lex Luthor?
At first, I couldn't recognize him, but then he, you know. So
he looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid. Like, seriously, the main character in the game looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid. You see his face? He's got, like, a weird face. It's all, like, shrunk in the middle. It looks like a Cabbage Patch
Kid. Zero Tolerance from ZTGameDomain.com says, the main character looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh.
With a sharp weapon.
He really does, man. Next time you see his face in a cutscene, look at it.
Right.
Look like a motherfucker.
The first cutscene I saw with him was, you know, seeing his face, I don't think he looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I think he does. His face is all squished in and stuff. It looks like that little doll.
Toward the end of the game, doesn't he look like the anime character called the Guyver?
Yeah.
The Guyver.
Yeah.
Not MacGyver.
No, the Guyver. They made a movie out of the Guyver.
Yeah.
A live action
movie. A terrible live
and
action movie. Yeah.
And a sequel.
And they were both terrible. Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Guyver, dude.
Yeah.
It was
Get with the
Japanese
now.
Anime.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a Japanese anime.
Yep. Yeah.
I just knew it was an awful movie.
All right,
two awful movies.
What's going on? What's up next?
Yeah, Prince of Persia.
Hmm.
Finally played Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
And I see where you get it's repetitive, but I'm having a blast with it. I really am.
That's all that matters.
The only nuisance is the damn talking.
Really?
All that damn talking.
You know, if they
that's
made
pretty much Killer Wolverine's stance on real life as well.
All that damn talking. No, what they need in Prince of Persia, there should be another button. It's the shut up, bitch
shut
button.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care what you have to say. Or just do it in a cutscene. Why do you got to hit the L trigger?
Because they give you the option of whether or not you want to.
Right, but
story.
It's that damn icon. That just when it flashes, it catches my attention. I'm like, I'm running on a wall, bitch. I don't want to talk to you.
I'm gonna get one of those little.
Do you not see me running on the wall?
Those laser lights. And see if that distracts you.
It would.
I'll see if you chase it down the stairs. Come on.
What is
cool.
that? What is that? What are we doing?
And then you catch it, and you're like,
where the fuck did it go?
Hopefully, in the sequel, when the prince is running up a wall and you see the icon, there could be a scene where he's like, Erica. We're done professionally.
We're done professionally, man. We're done.
If you could stop on the wall while you were running and talk.
Amateur.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You're nice. You're nice.
You're a nice guy.
Done. You're a nice guy. It doesn't fucking cut it when you're trying to talk to me when I'm running up the wall. No, but I'm actually enjoying the combat. I like the combat.
Well, I never said anything wrong
know,
with
I'm
the combat.
It's simplistic. And
all 15 enemies you fight in the game.
Yeah, well.
Actually, isn't it just the same four enemies over and over again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think you only have 15 encounters.
Well, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all about the platforming.
Yeah.
That you can't die on.
No.
It's true.
Which means, you know, anyone can play it. And, you know.
I had some
skills.
Fun with Prince of Persia. My only problem with it was that it was repetitive.
Yeah,
I didn't care about, like, that kind of stuff. I had fun with it for what it was, but it was repetitive.
You know, I agree it's repetitive more so than any other game, because every game is repetitive.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like Assassin's Creed repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, because, like, Assassin's Creed...
As much as I liked Assassin's Creed, it's repetitive.
Assassin's Creed could have been over after the first mission, and you would have got everything out of it that it had to offer.
Pretty much.
The way I feel about Prince of Persia. Like, after you beat the first boss... You could have been done, and you'd got everything out of it you wanted. That's just how I feel.
Well, the story's kind of grasping me. So, you know, I'm
except
liking
that you
it.
Don't want to talk about it.
I just don't.
Don't talk to me!
After the end are fine, and I just have to sit there for 5 minutes hitting the L trigger. It's annoying. Just finish that in the cutscene. That's all I'm asking. But other than that, it's, you know, I'm having a ball with
That's all I'm asking for. Nobody else saw Cannibal. Anyway.
Not in a while.
Yeah, not in a while. It's been a while.
All right, Stained. Yeah, that's what
Zero inspired me to pull out my Unreal Tournament.
God, I'm glad you didn't say something else.
What the fuck, man?
Wow. Holy.
So, I played one
Holy
round
Toledo.
Of that.
Holy
yeah, I know Toledo. You're waiting on that question.
I played a round of that. I played a little bit of the World at War. Not much. And that's pretty.
World at War? I told you it was.
That game is pretty. I'm on the first level when they shoot with the flare.
That look on his face when he said that was just like out of nowhere. Eyes wide open, surprised. Like it just hit him all at once.
That
game's pretty.
I was going to talk about it, but I forgot then
until
I realized.
Pretty.
But when they shoot up the flare, oh my God.
I told you, man. I haven't played it on my new TV yet. I really would like to see that game again.
In 1080p. It looks good on 720p.
That game's really good looking. We'll see what it's got.
Speaking of which, I know we're not talking about it yet, but before we leave, you need to boot up Killzone on your TV because I'm curious what it looks like.
Yeah. I want to see it on your 1080p. But we need to play multiplayer because I want to play the zombie mode, and I want to see, you know, because I enjoyed Call of Duty 4's multiplayer.
Call of Duty's World at War's multiplayer is really good, especially with the new perks.
The multiplayer beta, and
you
I
don't
had
have
fun
it?
With it. No, I don't have it.
You don't have? Well, you don't have an Xbox.
No.
No, I don't. I didn't buy it because. I didn't really, I don't know. It just didn't grasp me. I still haven't finished Call of Duty 4.
No, see.
Then you're probably not going to care much about World at War. I mean, it's basically the same game, just different.
Right. Yeah, different
I enjoy,
eras.
My thing with Call of Duty 4 was that I respect the fact that Call of Duty 4 was an excellent game, but it just didn't grab me, really, and make me want to keep playing it over and over again.
Yeah,
it was one of those games where I played a couple missions, and I was like, wow, that's really cool, and then I just never picked it back up again.
This one really won't either, then.
No, it's basically the same idea, so.
And then I guess the last thing I played is R-Type Dimensions, which is fucking hard.
This is on Xbox, right?
It's Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, crap.
1,200 points.
Yeah, it's an expensive
Not
bitch.
Worth it.
I don't agree with him, but
I like the R-Type.
R-Type, but it's 1,200 points.
It's two games too.
It is
know.
Two games,
and they've been basically remastered, weren't they?
There's you can choose between normal view, you know, classic view, or 3D, which pretty
3D
cool.
is the best.
You can do it in game too with the R bumper, and it's hard. I don't know how anyone can beat it on classic mode.
Yeah, it took me 145 lives to beat one game.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
that's impressive
because you have infinite mode.
Yeah.
So,
that's what every shooter should have, you know, stupid mode.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Ikaruga could really use that, because I'd like to beat Ikaruga.
And I'd like to see the end of Omega 5. I never will.
So, I thought you don't have an Xbox. I keep forgetting you don't have an Xbox.
Just going to keep bringing
it
up.
Just going to keep bringing it up. So, did it officially die? Or have you tried it again yet?
I don't know. I'm just upset.
Gotcha. You're mourning.
Yes, I'm still mourning.
Don't you notice he's wearing all black?
He is wearing all
black.
Well,
I don't understand why you're still mourning. Is it not? Is it officially dead? Like, is it?
Did you turn it on and have you left it on to Red Ring?
I haven't done that yet. I just...
Did you try and use it again? And it crapped out on you again?
It didn't even go to the boot up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I think it's dead.
Yeah.
Need to just wrap the towel around it and send it on its way.
Yeah.
Send it to that overheated hell.
Yep.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't know whether to try to get that one repaired or just wait until this summer and buy a arcade system.
Well, that's entirely up to you. I mean,
but I mean, if you can Red Ring it and get it repaired for free,
might as well do it.
Might as well do it.
All right. So does that wrap you up? All right, and...
I played a little bit of Afro Samurai.
Uh-huh. And?
I love it.
Do you?
The game
I keep
is
wanting
awesome.
To play it. I think maybe that'll be next
Sweet.
On my GameFly list.
It is awesome. Good luck. It's very low. I checked.
Is it?
So, it's awesome.
So, what are you playing this week?
Afro Samurai.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so now we'll move on to the Wombat.
Oh, I did play that. I played the beta. What is it? Halo Wars.
It's a demo.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Beta demo.
We're going to talk about that.
So, yeah, as everybody else in the room did, I played Halo Wars and Killzone 2 as well, but we'll talk about those in a minute. I played today. This week was kind of an old school week for me. On the 360, I played the original Street Fighter 2 that was on Xbox Live Arcade, not the HD remix, but the original one.
Hyper Fighting.
Yes, Hyper Fighting. And I also on 360 played. I went back just like I said I was going to, and I played some more Two Human. Because I hadn't, my character was only level like 32, so I never went back and leveled him up. And once again, I'm playing it and just completely cannot understand how somebody could give the game like a 2 or 3 out of 10. I just don't, that, it boggles my mind. I've played games that are 2 or 3 out of 10. That game isn't one of them.
No, it's not.
It's not perfect. It's probably a 7 or an 8. I gave it an 8. It's probably a 7 or an 8. Depending, it's not terrible. And yeah, so anyways, so I played some more of that, had some more fun with it, picked up some cool loot. I played on the PlayStation 3 side, I played a little bit more Valkyria Chronicles, not much more, just a little bit more. I played some more Wipeout HD, which is awesome.
Did you play the show demo?
I did not. I set it up to download, and it was taking forever to download,
yeah,
so I haven't had a chance
really
to.
Forever
for I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
It's not bad. I forgot I played that. It's not bad.
So I played also on the PlayStation 3. I used its backwards compatibility to play the Street Fighter Alpha Collection. Are you noticing a pattern?
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played Street Fighter Alpha Collection. I played some Street Fighter Alpha 3. Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter Alpha 3, and forgot that I'm not very good at the Alpha series. I'm much better at Street Fighter 2 and 3 than I am at the Alpha series, for one reason or another. But I did play some of that. And then I used the PS1 backwards compatibility to do as I said I was going to do last week, and played the very first Bushido Blade. And once again, it just brings so many awesome memories back. And I forgot how cool it was that if you, in the fight before, whatever you get injured is bandaged for the next fight. So, like, if you get cut in the head in the fight before, your character will have a patch over. Is it like a bloody bandage over their eye? Or if you get your leg cut and it, like, cripples you where you can't stand up, the next match you'll have a bloody bandage around your leg. The game did so many awesome things that were way ahead of its time. So, yeah, I played that for a little while. The cutscenes are terrible, just like they always were. And with the exception of the big two that we'll talk about later, that wraps it up.
What are you playing this week?
Oh, I played also, sorry, I played more Prinny in preparation for the review.
Can I be the hero?
And it's still awesome. So this week, I plan on playing more of that. I plan on playing more of the Killzone 2 demo because I enjoy it.
You're not allowed to say that.
Not allowed to talk about it yet.
It's like Fight Club, bitch.
I also plan on, I don't know, maybe going back through my games and seeing if there's anything else I want to kind of catch up on before the perfect storm of February collapses upon us. So,
it'll be a good month.
Yeah. That pretty much wraps it up.
Now, can I play Fear?
No. I didn't play the first Fear.
See, I forgot about it. I'm going to play Fear.
Yeah. Fear comes out this week. So, Mr. Kyle?
Oh. My bad. I did play something else. I played the Resident Evil 5 demo.
That's all right.
I'm interested because you're not a fan.
You're right. I am not a fan of the Resident Evil series. And Resident Evil 5 does not change that.
And, you know, it may change it for me.
I hate the controls.
The controls
I hate
are awful.
Them. I hate them. And I understand awful. It's because I don't like Resident Evil anyway. And I understand it's because I didn't really play Resident Evil 4 because I didn't really like it. Gasp. But I hate the fucking controls. I hate them.
They're the same. They're pretty much the same as 4.
Well,
that's
they didn't start
my
off
understanding.
With 4. You had to go
you
in
can
the
change
to change
the configuration to just like
and
4.
The
but
configuration they got in default was just awful. And then I switched them to 4, and I don't...
And I hate the camera, too. Yeah. I hate the fucking camera. I hate the controls.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it's a terrible game with terrible camera and terrible controls. I hate the controls. I hate the camera because I don't like Resident Evil.
Well, on that, I hate the same things you do, and I love Resident Evil. And this one, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to buy it when it comes out in March. The demo just...
I went into the game with an open mind because I was really, really, like... Mostly the Resident Evil games bore the crap out of me. I liked the first one, oddly enough, because it was so much different than anything else that was out at the time. But mostly the Resident Evil games bore the crap out of me. And I went into this one with an open mind because I really liked the setting. I really liked the concept behind it. I liked the fact that they were going to put co-op into it. So I went into it thinking, hey, this might be the game that changes my opinion on Resident Evil, and it did not. I hated every minute of it.
I knew the second I played it that anybody that wasn't a fan isn't going to continue to be a fan, and even people who are fans are probably going to just finally get frustrated with some of the controls.
Yeah. I think, I understand, once again, I understand that the controls are Resident Evil-style controls, but at some point you just have to realize that control scheme is very outdated.
Metal Gear did it.
Right, exactly. That's a perfect example.
It sorted out that the controls for Metal Gear 1, 2, and 3 were terrible at this point.
Right.
And if they'd have made it the same way again, it would have been a bitch.
Yep.
It would have been really bad.
It definitely wouldn't have been as enjoyable as the game was.
No.
I understand that they want to keep it true to the series and that they think that control style builds suspense. It doesn't build suspense, it builds frustration. And if they would have went to full-out action control style, but just kept the pace slower, kept the pace that he runs and walks slower, it would have been fine. But instead, they kept with the pseudo-tank control crap, and I can't stand it. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. There's my final impression on Resident Evil 5. I hated it.
there's an RE hater's opinion.
So that makes the Resident Evil series 1 for 10 in my book. This week, though, I'm playing, like I said, more Killzone demo, more Halo Wars demo, and try and go back and catch up on stuff and just wait with bated breath for Street Fighter next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yes. I think we all are.
On to the con.
So, Mr. Con.
You're not what?
I'm not a huge fighter fan like you all are. Man. I'm more looking forward to Fear than Street Fighter.
You're about to get a dragon punch to the chin
because I have different tastes.
And I'll do it.
I'm just kidding.
If you can dragon punch him, I won't watch it.
By the way, I saw the
dragon punch. He can't do it. That's the point.
I can dragon punch.
Dude, I want to see this.
I can do it.
Dragon punch, come on. Where's the flame?
Oh,
fail.
Man, I can't do
fail.
The flame.
You're not doing a dragon punch.
Yeah, you got plenty of flame for all of us. by the way, I saw the GameStop Street Fighter window poster, and it is badass. It's badass.
Heck yeah!
Do you see? It's a picture of Ryu doing the,
and then it has the
and it's got the
down to toward punch
the control
or
on it. Yeah. Yeah, looks bad.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Khan. It's your turn now.
It's my turn, hey.
Hey.
What you been playing? What you been fondling?
WN4G.
All right. First
Smooth
off,
Jazz Radio.
I'm almost at the very end of Dragon Quest IV.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I got all of the armor. I got the armor, the shield, the helmet. But I still need to get the final sword in the game, and that you don't get that until right at the very, 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 very end of the game.
Gotcha.
You got to be quicker on these sound effects. He said sword. Your sword.
Oh yeah, sword. That one's hidden in there though. Yeah. I don't really have that.
Our sound guy's failing.
It's failing.
Boo.
Yeah. In case anybody's wondering, this isn't a new addition to the show. This is just I got a cool sound effect thing on my phone, and so I keep messing around with it.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Khan, you were finishing off Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I think I'm probably down to about the last maybe 5-6 hours of the game. I'm really close to the end.
a little delayed.
As a matter of fact, my my experience level in the game is actually right at the point where it should be to fight the final boss. So, yeah, I'm getting there.
Round one.
You know what I really want lately? For some reason, even though I don't really have the time, I really, really want to play like an old school turn-based JRPG.
You should play Blue Dragon.
I've had that craving for a little while for some reason.
Everybody, I need to.
I do not.
You need to get one.
I keep thinking that.
You need to get an Xbox.
I keep thinking that I'll just pop Skies of Arcadia into my Wii, and
there you go.
Play that because I've got the GameCube version. So
awesome!
Because that's
yes.
I get a fist bump for the JRPG love.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what else? It's amazing how sometimes games that aren't even on my radar, just watching one video of it, like, brings it onto my radar. Star Ocean looks awesome.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's going to be... My only problem with Star Ocean is it looks good, but, like, the last one I played, it drags. Like, for me,
really?
For me personally, it just drags because it's so dialogue-oriented and... It's real slow paced.
Yeah,
I think White Knight Chronicles looks really good too, and it's got a multiplayer side of it too, which could be kind of cool.
Multiplayer in RPGs, like, it almost makes me like hesitant, unless it's like a co-op thing.
Yeah, but it might be. I don't know. I don't know what style it is. I don't know if it's like Phantasy Star.
I heard that it's like a simpler Phantasy Star.
Gotcha.
Simpleton.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because, yeah, I saw some stuff on that, too, and it looked pretty cool, too. I don't know. Like I said, for some reason, my mind's, like, on a JRPG kick lately, for some reason.
Speaking of which, Wombat, we both need to pick up Phantasy Star Portable for PSP when it comes out, I think,
PSP.
Next month.
Is that Phantasy Star Online Portable? Or
yes.
Is it, really? And it comes out when?
Sometime in March.
PSOP.
In March, really?
Yeah.
Man, I love
PSOP.
Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah, so do I.
I played the shit out of Phantasy Star on the Dreamcast.
I did too, but the 6 incarnations since, I really haven't played them.
Yeah.
Ever since they started charging a monthly fee for it, it's kind of like,
so,
give
Mr.
me a
Khan,
break.
We're moving on up. What else are you playing?
Also, I picked up a new game for my Nintendo DS. It was really cheap. It only cost me $10.
10 bones!
And that was the fighting game made by Treasure, Bleach. The Blade of Fate.
That's based on the anime, right?
Yeah, it's based on the Japanese anime of Bleach.
The Blade of Fate.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, too, because this game was developed by Treasure, which they're basically known for shooters. Yeah. Like Ikaruga and the original Gradius games when they were a part of Konami.
Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, and Gunstar Heroes, yep.
Gunstar Heroes.
Yep.
I thought you were trying to slap me.
His hands is like,
I
Gunstar
Heroes, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
And they also did other games like Radiant Silver Gun and Silhouette Mirage.
All right, we don't need the whole discography.
Yeah, the discography. But anyway.
That's a great word.
It is. I
discography.
Love that word.
Yeah. The Blade of Fate.
The Blade of Fate. It sounds so epic.
Yeah. It's a fighting game. It's a 2D fighting game.
That's the Blade of Fate.
Yeah, that's the Blade of Fate right there. It's a 2D fighting game where it's got an interesting system to it. There's actually two planes of two-dimensional play, so you can jump to the background and then you can jump back to the foreground. But there's this special energy meter at the bottom of the screen that every time that you switch positions, it actually depletes. So... You know, it stops you from taking too much advantage of the situation, and also
got a little bit of strategery in there.
Yeah, a little bit of strategery.
Strategeration.
Another interesting thing about it is you could switch between there's two different. The top screen. Is the fighting screen. That's where you see all the fighting. That's where you see all the characters. The bottom screen is actually has two phases. One phase is you can actually activate cards. You have cards in the game. And when you activate a card, it affects the battle. Like, say, you tap on the card that says higher defense. You tap that, and all of a sudden your character has, you know, can take more damage. Or you could click on the card that says, you know, enemy half speed, and the enemy will actually become slower. You know, so you have to take these cards to your advantage. And you could also create your own card deck in the options menu. And it's pretty crazy. And then there's also a different phase for the bottom screen where you can actually do special moves by just touching the special move button at the bottom of the screen. But if you do that, it also depletes the bottom energy bar. So there's like a couple different ways that you can actually approach the game. But the cheap stuff, like, you know, instant special moves, it actually penalizes you for using it.
Well, that's good.
So it makes sense, and it kind of balances out everything. And I haven't really had a chance to play this game for a lot, but it's what I've played of it is pretty good.
Cool.
I really like it.
Awesome. So what else are you playing?
And I played two high-profile demos, one of which was Resident Evil 5. That was pretty scary, wasn't it?
No. Five.
Not at all.
Five.
That wasn't scary at all.
Resident Evil.
But my opinion about the game
sucks.
It looks good. Looks beautiful.
It does. Yeah, that is one thing I'll give it. Yeah. It's pretty as all get out. It is very pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty. I like the Resident Evil narrative, so I'd be interested in seeing what Albert Wesker has to do with the storyline. And I like to see, like, you know, everything that goes down on a thematic level of the game. But I do agree with Wombat. The controls are... Wombat and Kill Wolverine, that the controls are archaic, not
archaic.
So,
archaicification.
They're stuck in the past. It's kind of like over at the Capcom offices, like they were basically like, well, what makes Resident Evil Resident Evil? As someone had the bright idea of
shitty controls.
Yes, I was about ready to say that.
No, you weren't. You wouldn't say shitty.
Yeah, I was about to say crappy controls.
Shitty wall.
But the controls are we're spoiled, you know. Games like Gears of War
and Dead Space.
And Dead Space, Dead Space especially, because Dead Space basically tread on Resident Evil's turf.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't tell me that. You know, well, the controls are that way to build suspense. Don't tell me that. When I have played first-person shooters this year that had suspense in them, Fallout had suspense in it, Dead Space had a lot of suspense in it.
Yeah, around every corner
and it's,
almost.
I mean, it's got great controls.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that the controls are that way on purpose to make you feel like you can't escape. Do that with the actual gameplay, not by handicapping my controls.
To tell you the truth, I gave this a little bit of thought because I'm into the whole creative process and everything. I think the reason why they stood by the old controls, besides the obvious that they feel that it's, you know, Resident Evil controls.
Right.
I also feel that the reason why these controls have been implemented and have pretty much stayed the same is basically, because the graphical output of the game is so high that if the game moved at a brisker pace, that they would have to spend a lot more development time actually creating level layouts and pull more system resources from the system. I think it's almost a technical issue at the same time of a pacing issue. But then again, when you look at a game like Killzone,
Well, we can't talk about that yet.
You can't talk about Fight Club.
It's a shame, really, because the game does have some... The series has some cool ideas. I personally have just never been able to get past the control. Like, I love the fact that in the Resident Evil 5 demo, when you're in the shack at the beginning, you can run over to that bookcase and shove it in front of the door so that the zombies can't get in the door. And then you can run over the other bookcase and shove it against the window so they can't get in the window.
Yeah.
And you can stand in the one window and just kind of pick them off for a minute until they bust down the everything and come in the roof and all that stuff. But, see, that's a great idea. But, like I said, my enjoyment of the game is handicapped by the controls and the camera.
Yeah, and, you know, so, I enjoyed 4, so why don't I like 5? Because I'm sick of it. I didn't like the controls in 4. So
you just played it because you enjoyed the game.
Yeah, I love Resident Evil, and this one, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might be a bargain bin purchase, huh?
Yeah.
Expect it to go bargain bin anytime soon.
No. It won't. I don't know if it's going to be a purchase or a rental, because I won't be able to gamefly it. So, I don't know.
Right, I think, it's one of those games that I can definitely understand why people would give it a high score. I just can't play it, personally. I just can't play it.
If it came to terms between new control scheme and worst-looking game, give me a worst-looking game.
All right.
And that's a message from the heart.
Yeah. From the heartland.
From the gangster heart.
So what else
you playing?
That actually concludes my fondling this week.
I know I wasn't here last week, but what did you think of Afro Samurai?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. My only gripe with that game... is the camera.
Yeah.
Camera's too close.
Well, I didn't really have a problem. I had a problem with the turning the camera. Why do you, when you push right, do you look left?
we were discussing that last week, too.
It's pretty silly.
And you can't change it?
Whatever.
All right, so what are you playing this week?
I plan on picking up for the Nintendo DS, yet again, another DS game, Retro Gaming Challenge. Which I'm really excited about.
That looks really cool.
It's a throwback to the NES days, and the game actually has like a crazy wacky narrative that interconnects all the games essentially. And it also has a deep history in Japan, but I won't even get into that until next week.
There you go.
All right, so is that it?
That's it.
All right, well, I guess it leaves me. I did a little Rock Banding myself.
Nice.
I played some AC/DC, finished out all the songs on that. And then I finally had to go buy my 12-month subscription, and I had an epiphany. You know, Xbox Live, paying for it doesn't matter until you have to pay for it again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can pre-order Fear, or I can pay for 12 more months of Xbox Live.
Right.
I'm like, son of a bitch. I have to pay for 12 more months of Xbox
That's
Live.
That's true.
And then I said that in the store. I'm like, fuck, this should be free.
Yeah.
You turned fanboy for a second.
I did. I'm
You're like,
fuck
this. It should be free.
It should be free. I can play on PS3 online for free.
It's true.
But I got a new subscription.
But once you pay it,
you're fine.
For the next year, you're like, man, it's not. It's 30 bucks or 50 bucks, you know.
You're good. But I also bought some points, too, because I was so far behind. So that's why I played Rock Band. I downloaded the Foo Pack, the new Foo Pack, so... And that's awesome. Three great songs. And then with the rest of my points, I hoard out a bunch of arcade games, which I actually picked good ones that I was actually interested in.
Well, that's good.
Instead of just buying all the crap, even though there's still two games that I don't own, so I'm too short. I still need to buy them, but I don't really want
them. Which two games are?
The Mahjong game. But I the other one I do kind of want was the crossword puzzles, because I like the other one, but you couldn't use your chat pad.
Right.
And you can use your chat pad in this new one, so I kind of want to play that one. But I bought Interpol, The Trail of Dr. Chaos or whatever, and it's a different, neat little game.
Really?
It's like when they give you those pictures and they say find all these items.
Right.
It's like that, and you use this little magnifying glass, and they give you a time limit, and you got to find all these different items and stuff, and it's different. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's necessarily worth 10 bucks, but it's an interesting little concept. It's different. It's fun.
Is it kind of like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
Is it?
Very similar to that. It's got a hint system. Like, if you don't use the hints, you get more points, obviously. And played on harder difficulties, you have less time to find the stuff. And sometimes the stuff's hidden pretty good.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's really kind of cool. It's got a neat presentation to it. It was different. I had fun with it. And I also picked up Puzzle Arcade, which is basically just jigsaw puzzles.
Hmm.
I overestimated my ability. I threw in like a 142-piece puzzle, and then I looked at the pieces, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So, but that one's cool because it has like when he talked about it the first time, there's a new puzzle every week, like a weekly puzzle that you can just go do.
It'd be kind of neat if they let you like transfer pictures or something.
You can. You can use your Xbox Live Vision camera and take a picture. Like,
really?
I was joking. I'm like, I'm only... puzzle of my penis.
Wow. Yeah, I don't want to hear about that, but
I'm not really gonna do
that's
that.
A good idea.
Yeah, that you can use your vision camera and take a picture of anything and then make a puzzle out of it.
Huh.
Which is actually pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So I mean it if you want a puzzle game, that's about the best one you can get.
It's the only one you can get, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Unless there's one on the DS. I don't know. There's everything on the DS.
Well, yeah, everything's on DS.
And the other one, I played R-Type Dimensions, and I really liked it. I mean, I love the fact that it has infinite mode, because I suck at those games. Like I said, it took me 145 lives to get through one game.
So, let me get this straight. In R-Type, when you die, you the next ship automatically appears?
Yeah. In infinite mode, yes.
Yeah. Okay, because the original game, when you die, it would actually start you back.
That's
right.
Classic mode.
That's classic mode. There's a classic mode, which is you get three lives, and you got to get through the whole game. And if you die, you get set back.
Yeah. I do like R-Type. I always like Gradius better.
Yeah, I'm more of a Gradius guy, because R-Type is like a slower, more methodical shoot 'em up. Whereas Gradius is just balls to wall.
Yeah. I still have Gradius 3 on the Super Nintendo with the box and the instruction book and everything somehow.
Oh, man. I got that game, too, but I don't have the box. I think I bought it used. But that's a great game.
And more live arcade goodness, I played some more of The Mall.
The Mall.
And that's a really great game. I think everybody should pick that up.
It is
short. It's really short.
I played the demo. I'm part of the problem, not the solution.
It looks good.
I enjoyed it.
It's really fun. I love the look of it, and it's just a really good game. Yeah, I love it when he yells for it. And I love the comedy in it is great, because like there's a level where you go in and there's a giant peacock that just fluffles like its feathers out, and like everybody runs away, and your big giant monster runs up to it and he's like getting ready to eat it, and it fluffs its feathers out and he goes running back and hides behind the rock, and he like peers his head around the rock like.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that when you try and eat one of the fire dragons or whatever before you put it out, he like spits the fire out of his mouth and he goes running across to the water.
He dumps his
when
head
that
to
happened
water.
To me, he just took off and I had no idea where he went. So I called him, he didn't come. I called him again, he came running on, he was on fire, and he just stuck his head in the water like that is awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
And I loaded back up Texas Hold'em.
I like the Texas Hold'em game on Live Arcade. Yep.
I was like, I can't hear you.
Sorry, yeah, I drifted it away from my mouth for a second. But.
No, but with the new patch and everything, I love how it actually has a bankroll like on your account. So you can't cheat, which is really kind of cool. Because when I loaded it back up, I'm like, wow, when I first played this, I sucked.
Right.
Because I like spent all of my money. So I went into the dollar game, and I ended up going back up $600.
Yeah.
And you get addicted to it, man. You can sit there for like hours playing that stupid game.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Especially since I got it free.
Yeah, yeah. I did too.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
And then as far
getting
as
free games.
I know.
Disc-based games, I played more Fear Files. I'm hoping to beat Perseus Mandate before I start Fear 2, which I should be close to the end of that. I beat Ninja Gaiden 2 this weekend.
Nice.
And man, oh man, oh man, I feel accomplished.
Is this the first time that you beat it?
It's the first time I finished the entire game. Oh, man. I've beat both of them, and I have to say that last boss was a monster.
Well, yeah.
Probably literally a monster, right?
Well, there's three bosses at the end of the game that you have to beat in succession without saving.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, if you beat one and you get to the next one and die, you can fight the next one.
I bet they're pretty crazy looking,
too. All three of them are pretty hard. Yeah, the first one's not so crazy looking by Ninja Gaiden comparison.
Right.
He still has tentacles and all this stuff coming out, but, you know, he's kind of normal looking.
He's the normal
one. Now, the last two bosses, though, the last boss is there's two forms. The first one you fight, I mean, he literally, half of him takes up the whole screen.
Wow.
And then his second form, same deal, half of him takes up the whole screen.
Jeez, sounds extremely epic.
And I have to say one thing to Itagaki, fuck your ending.
Oh, is it terrible?
Really, all of that work I went through, and that was the ending?
Is it like fighting game ending, where he just kind of walks off into the sunset?
I will tell you this, the last words uttered in the ending, Ryu.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, the cutscene before the final form of the boss was better than the ending.
Wow. That's
and it
bad.
Really wasn't all that good.
Huh. That's bad.
What sucks is, though, if I didn't know the final boss had two forms, it totally tricks you into thinking you beat the game.
Really?
Like, you beat his first form, and it's all like, ah, everything's all happy, and you're walking away. Ryu bleeds. It lands on the creature. He comes nice. Back up. You're like, fuck! But, yeah, it's that's a hard game. But it's fun. Damn. I'm actually excited. I want to go back and play it again. And the last thing I played, I picked up Afro Samurai this week.
And?
Fucking awesome. That game yeah. is incredibly awesome. I love the little things you can do in that game. Like when you do the slow motion cut, how you can actually adjust where the cut is going to hit, and it's accurate to the, like, the upteenth inch.
Really?
Like, when you go into slow motion and you start pull back and, you know, it's all black and white, right. you see this line go through your enemy, and you can maneuver, you can manipulate it with your analog stick, and the line will move to where he's going to cut him.
Really?
And if you get the shot just right, and you hit it, he will slice him in all kinds of different places. Like, you can slice off the top of their head.
Oh, that's cool.
You can slice him straight down the middle. You can slice him across in a diagonal form. You can cut him in half. You can cut off arms. There's actually an achievement for cutting off fingers and toes in the same slice.
Really?
Yep.
I like it. You can sweep him, and he gets swept in the air, and you can come down and cut him in half.
Yeah, in slow motion.
Nice.
Oh, it's one of the bloodiest games I've ever seen, next to Ninja Gaiden. The presentation is off the wall.
Right. Yeah.
I love how, like, I love games that do that cutscene thing, like, where you're still playing, and it splits the screen. It shows you the enemies coming to you.
Right.
And, like, every time you get to a new level or you die, like, it'll show a close-up of his face sleeping, and you'll hear Samuel L. Jackson, like, Afro! And, you know, his eyes will open up, and you go back into the next level. And the dialogue is fucking hilarious.
And
yeah,
it is. The music fits perfect.
The music, I hate hip-hop.
So do I.
And the music is really good.
It
like,
fits
it's all hip-hop.
It
and it
fits.
It does fit the game really good. And it's like, it's so dramatic and like, ooh, you know, you
and
get
then
excited.
When the action picks up,
the music picks up.
And then I like the no health bar. And we tried to figure this out. Then he finally figured it out. It's, the more damage he takes, the more he bleeds. Like
yeah,
the
like you'll
do.
See blood all over his clothes when he's getting near death.
So you know, and then I guess the way you figure that out is just run, and I guess he gets healed or something.
Yeah, if you're not in battle and you run away, it's like the Halo system where it recharges. There's nothing on the screen.
No,
there's
cool.
no health bars. There's no energy bars. There's
Which
no nothing.
Then if you get lost your way, you hit down on the D-pad, and then Ninja comes down and he in a smoke.
And he tells you where to go.
Ninja.
That's Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Ninja.
But it is actually him doing the
voice. Is he just like a ninja?
He's like your like a sidekick or something. Like he walks around with you.
He's kind of like Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. But he's more of an ass.
Is he like a little guy?
No, he's the same size.
Oh, he's like a full-size ninja.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But he's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like if you use the because it's like a hint system to tell you where to go next. Yeah. And if you hit it when you get lost, he'll pop up. And at one point, he's like, I ain't your GPS, motherfucker. And it's just hilarious when he does these things. What the fuck, are you lost again?
That's awesome.
And then, like I said, I missed the show last week, but he said about the naked women ninjas.
I laughed my ass off when that came
pointless.
Up. I'm like, really?
They're
covered in blood
pointless.
And shit, too. I'm like, this is retarded.
And I don't remember seeing that in the show.
No.
So that was kind of pointless.
They just randomly decided to throw some tatas in there.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this is funny. And, like, you cut them in half.
And
it's bleeding everywhere.
His thing was, on the back of the box, it says partial nudity. He's like, that ain't partial nudity.
That ain't partial, man. That's full blown.
Yeah.
But if you like the show, you'll love the game.
If you like action games,
you
will
love
this
freaking
game. Even if
you haven't seen, but beware, it is offensive.
It's very offensive.
It's
very bloody, but it's also the options suck. Yeah.
Really?
The only thing cool is it keeps track of your statistics, like how many gallons of blood you've spilled, how many arms you've cut off, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Oh,
and have you made it to the body part poker yet?
Not yet.
Body part poker is awesome because Ninja comes out and he's like, yo, man, we're going to play this game called body part poker. Every head, that's a heart, or that's an ace. He's like, every arm, that's a king. And like, then you go into a battle and you cut these parts off and he gives you the cards.
Oh,
so you
cool.
can get like a royal flush or a flush or like you're playing card, like
that's
poker
cool.
with body parts. I mean, it's insane. I mean, I played it all the way up to the point where I hit a brick wall, which is where you're fighting this guy with a flamethrower and it's kind of a pain in the ass. But
I think I played it for, 10 minutes? And it's probably the funnest 10 minutes I've ever played in video games.
I mean, it's really, awesome. It is really, really,
man,
really good
that's,
game.
That's a big
that's
statement.
High praise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is really, really good. It is worth the $60 if you like action games, go buy it. I mean, don't even question it. You get used to that camera. Yeah. Once you get used to that, you're fine. I don't like the fact, because you can't change the controls at all, and that's the worst part about it. In order to recenter the camera, you have to click the right stick, which is a pain in the ass in the middle of a fight. But once you get used to that and you get used to the left-right thing, because it'll fuck you up at first real bad. It's backwards to me.
Right.
So, and but once you get used to those two things, you have so much fun with this game because cutting these guys in half, it never gets old.
No.
Like, because it's so different every time you do it.
Yeah.
And I haven't learned how to do it yet, but you can actually slice bullets in half and kill people with the ricochets off
the
bullets.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Like, when I got to a guy with a gun, I kept going in slow motion and trying to cut it, and I haven't quite mastered it yet.
That's right out of the anime.
Yeah.
There's a part where he slices through a bullet in it, and it kills the other guys to a side.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It's cool. It's worth $60. The show is actually $20 at Best Buy, so I'd pick that up.
On the Blu-ray.
Plug in the Afro Samurai on the Blu-ray.
I've never seen the anime. I don't know anything about it.
It's awesome.
Did you buy the first one or the second one?
I don't have it. I want to buy it. But our friend Professor Chaos, when we both worked at the theater, after hours, we popped it in and we watched it on the big screen, so...
Ooh, but I bet that was
it's
awesome.
$20 for the season, not the movie.
Because it's a season one.
It's the whole season.
And then after that is the second one, which is the movie.
It's the movie, yeah.
Resurrection.
That's $25. But the whole series is $20.
Yeah.
So. It's really cool.
It's only 5 episodes, though.
Yeah,
but
it got canceled pretty quick.
But it actually concluded it. You know.
Yeah, oh no, yeah, it's
yeah.
done.
It was a great show, though.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I don't like anime, and I enjoyed that one.
It was real good.
The presentation's top-notch. The gameplay's top-notch. The only thing that'll piss you off is the camera and the controls.
Yeah.
But it's not even the controls that piss you off. It's just the fact that you can't change them.
Yeah.
Because I would love to have a center button on, like, a trigger or a bumper, and it's just not there.
Yeah.
So. And playing Ninja Gaiden so much, I had to get used to the right trigger being block instead of the left trigger being block. Mm. So I was like switching back and forth. I kept pulling the left trigger to block, and that's what you do with the slow motion thing.
Oh,
so.
Gotcha.
But it is really good. Really, really good.
A glowing review.
And it is, I've got a feeling it's long, because I've played it for about 3 hours so far, and I'm only on like the fifth stage or something like that, fourth or fifth stage.
That sounds
and I think
about
it
right.
goes through nine stages, so I mean it's going to be about a 10-hour game probably, because the stages have gotten progressively longer. So, but yeah, really good game. I'll be playing that. I actually this is the way you can gauge how much I'm going to play a game. I installed it.
Wow.
So you know I took a game off and installed this because I know I'm going to play a lot of it. So
awesome.
So that's my Afro Samurai opinion. I kept hearing about it and people kept talking about it and I really wanted to play it and finally this week I just said screw it and I went out and I got it. And
are they still sending it to you?
I don't know. If they do, I'm going to use my receipt and send
Swap
it back
it
for
back.
Fear. That's my fear purchase. But I just couldn't wait anymore. I'm like,
right.
I really want to play this game. And, you know, if they send it to me, cool. If they don't,
right?
Yeah, there it is. But, yeah, this way I don't have to review it, but they should send it to me now.
That's true.
And get this glowing review
going
on.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's up?
What's up?
You're failing. All right, well, since you did not play Halo Wars, we'll talk about Halo Wars first.
Okay.
We'll save the big dog for later. So... Everybody played the Halo Wars.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't like RTSs.
No.
I do not like RTSs.
I do not.
Usually. I did like Command & Conquer, though.
All right. So, there's that. What do you think of Halo Wars?
I think it's great. I loved it. I understand that people who are huge RTS fans will probably find it incredibly simplistic. But for someone like me who doesn't really get into... RTS. I like the concept of real-time strategy, but most of the times the games get so bogged down, either with the controls or with all that stuff, that I just check out, basically. But Halo Wars, I thought was fantastic. I loved it.
I love how everything in the game is literally pulled off with one button.
Yeah.
Like, everything you do move-wise is done with the X button.
Right.
Everything special power-wise is done with
the Y button.
If you want to grab all of your troops, it's like the left bumper.
Yep.
If you want to grab everybody in the general area, right bumper.
Yeah. It's very... The controls... For a console real-time strategy game, the controls are perfect. They're perfect. I thought that, see, I played, I'm not a huge fan of RTS, but I played Command & Conquer, Tiberium Wars or whatever the heck it was called,
mm-hmm.
and I played Universe at War. Universe at War's control scheme was awful.
Other than the radio wheel. I like the radio wheel.
Command & Conquer, I thought, had a very good control scheme for a console real-time strategy game. Halo Wars blows it out of the water.
Well, another thing that they streamlined that makes everything work so well is your base is all one piece,
right.
and you just build off of it.
Right. There's no... It's limiting in terms of you're not free to put whatever pieces you want where.
Yeah.
But it pulls up a main base, and then you have pods around it, and you can build, different factories or whatever on each pod. So instead of being, the whole you can build in this circle kind of thing, it just kind of condenses it down. But I like it. I like I do also like the fact that because once again, I know that for most real-time strategy enthusiasts, this is a big part of the game, and it's another thing that they'll say Halo Wars is dumbed down. But I love the fact that I don't have to worry about resources.
Well, you have that one thing that builds them.
Right, but I mean, they come if you build two supply pads
then
upgrade them to the heavy supply pads, you're good.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you're not going to be able to the way they limit it is number one, you're limited by population of units you can have on the screen at once, and number two, you will run out of supplies if you build a lot of stuff, but it keeps replenishing itself. So you never have to worry about, oh, I need to send this tracker thing over here to mine this resource, and I need to send this guy over here to mine this gold. And that's what checked me out of Warcraft way back when. Is I had fun with Warcraft for a little while, but after a while in the first game, the resource management just gets too intense for me. Where it's you got to have four guys out chopping wood, and you got to have these guys out collecting gold, and you got to have these guys doing it. Just checked me out. So the fact that I can just kind of put the resource management on autopilot and go with it, for a guy like me that doesn't really like RTSs, it's perfect. But, like I said, I can understand people who love Warcraft and love all that stuff. I can understand why they would look at it and say, well, Halo Wars is dumbed down. But I personally am glad that it's dumbed down.
On a PC version of this game, you will probably get bored.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
I mean, that's how streamlined and... autopilot it is.
It's made from the ground up for a console.
Exactly.
Play.
And it's made from the ground up for, it's an entry level RTS. It's made basically from the ground up for to be accessible to people who don't usually play strategy games.
Yeah.
But it does have some depth in it too for the people who do play strategy games. So, I mean, it's not as in depth as, Civilization, obviously, or any of that stuff. But it's a lot of fun, which is the number one thing, in my opinion.
Now, I've heard from more than one person that the cutscenes are incredible.
They are really good. They are really good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you another thing is the graphics are really, really good.
Yeah, they are.
For an RTS.
Pretty good.
When you zoom in down on the battlefield, you can see the elites with their energy swords cutting people, and you can see the Marines throwing grenades.
The only problem I have with it is that you can't zoom down really far.
No.
If you want to see what's going on in a specific little fight, you can't really zoom down all the way in. Which would be kind of nice, but it lets you zoom in decently close enough that you can tell what's going on. The best thing about the visuals, I mean, they're not eye-popping visuals.
No.
But the animations are so true to the Halo series, it's perfect. The warthogs bounce like warthogs do when you're playing the first-person Halos. One of the warthogs' special ability is ram. So you'll hit Y and they'll drive over and ram, and the character goes flying like they do in the actual first-person shooter Halo.
Sweet.
Everything is so the scorpions drive look exactly the same when they're driving across the terrain. Everything is so true to Halo that if you're a big Halo fan, you'll feel right at home.
I got nothing to add.
You got nothing?
Day one.
Day one.
Day one.
So you liked it too?
I liked it. I hate RTSs. this may open my mind up to RTSs any in the future, but it is simplistic for people who haven't played RTSs, and it's
man,
it's day one.
And see, glowing
the
review.
The nice thing I like about it is it's very accessible for people like you and me, but it also it's got a scoring system. Where you get medals based on, just like Command & Conquer does, where you get medals based on your performance in a given mission. And the medals are not easy to get. Like, on the second mission, I thought I was doing a pretty decent job with getting everything set up and getting my people where they needed to go and doing everything. And I got the 10 medal, which is like the lowest one. It's like 10 bronze, silver, gold. So, and I was like, I had like 27,000 points, and to get the gold, it's got to be like 80,000, so I wasn't even close. So if you're really into RTSs, there's some depth there as to, you know, finding different strategies to get your points up.
Do other RTSs have the leader?
Some of them do. Some of it was introduced in like Warcraft 3.
Because yeah. I really like that, how they have different abilities and you special abilities and you hit up on the D-pad to activate them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
That's the other thing that I was glad to see them do is they made the Covenant and UNSC?
Yeah.
Is that how you say? Different to play.
Yeah.
The UNSC leader abilities,
uh-huh.
you can call down a blast from the Spirit of Fire. For the Covenant, the leaders are actually on the ground.
The prophets.
Yeah. So, well, there's a prophet, there's a brute leader, and there's an arbiter leader, too. And they have different abilities, but the leader abilities are based on the actual character on the battlefield instead of, like, something you call in from outside.
Yeah.
So it's like a completely different play style. They've also, another thing that's really cool, I only saw it on the Covenant side. I don't think they have it on the other side. Oh, no, they don't, because there's no leader on the other side. You can say you've got your leader way away from your base, but they're running low on troops or whatever. You can spawn a whole bunch of troops at your base if you're the Covenant, and there's a jump pad that'll send them straight to your leader.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you just march them over to the jump pad, and they all jump straight to the leader.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot of differences between the Covenant and the UNSC that'll make it, you know, fun to play either side, depending on how you play.
Yeah.
I played both tutorials, both campaign missions, and one of the skirmishes, and had an absolute blast with it. And I want to play multiplayer, but I know I'm going to get destroyed, so I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
But
it's not in the demo.
I thought it was.
No, when you hit it, it just gives you a menu. It says buy the full version for this.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I thought it was in there too, and I hit it, and I'm like, oh,
that sucks.
So I'm guessing that the sound effects are probably right from the first person.
They're straight from it. The Warthog sound exactly the same. The Banshees sound
about the music?
Exactly the
does it have music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does, but you know what? It's not the Halo music.
No, it's not like full force in your face. It's kind of just like
different.
That standard RTS music where it's general across. So it just keeps looping.
I was expecting when I booted up the demo to hear the and it's not there. It's like some different song.
Is it even the same composer? I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it's not Bungie, so it wasn't Marty O'Donnell.
Okay.
But I mean, the music that's there is serviceable and it fits the game. It's just not as like it's not ripped straight from Halo like most of the rest of the stuff is.
Is there like voice work?
And the voice work is really good. Yeah. Too, especially for an RTS where most of the voice work is terrible.
Yeah.
But the voice work both in the game and in the cutscenes is really good. I mean, enough can't be said about the cutscenes. They are gorgeous. They might be on par or close to on par with Metal Gear Solid 4 for quality of pre-rendered cutscenes.
I'm interested in the story too. 20 years before the first Halo events, maybe it'll answer some questions.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, when everything's said and done, I'm all in for Halo Wars.
It's sad this is their last game.
Yeah, that's very sad. But some of them,
some of them get to keep going.
Yeah, and some of them went to the new Halo studio that they formed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but Ensemble's pretty much been broken up.
Yeah. Right.
Like, this is their swan song, which is sad again.
It's sad, yeah.
But it's going to be a hell of a game.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be played for a long time.
I'm sorry, March 3rd.
Yep.
Day one.
Man, I'm gonna have to get working 360 some way, somehow.
Now, do you like real-time strategy games?
Yeah.
You like? I know you like StarCraft.
I love StarCraft.
It's definitely not as involved as StarCraft.
No, not at all.
Even though I don't like the strategy games, I played the first Warcraft until I got tired of it. I played Warcraft 3 once they introduced the leaders so I could see what it was like. And I had fun with it, but once again, the resource management was just like, I'm done. I check out. And StarCraft's the same way. I can't. StarCraft's way too involved for me. It's just way too involved. I get overwhelmed quickly.
Thing is, with StarCraft, I love playing it on the PC. I also liked the Command & Conquer series.
Mm-hmm.
But when I played Command & Conquer for 360, the first one...
Uh-huh. Tiberium Wars.
I thought that the rules of the game were way too convoluted for the 360 control scheme.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me about Halo Wars, it sounds like it fits.
Oh yeah.
With how the 360 operates,
you can definitely tell that the game was made for consoles.
If you had to label this game, I would call it an action RTS.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
because
cool.
It's very simple, very fast, very fun. You don't ever sit there and go, oh, my God, what do I do now?
Right. And there's not the other thing that that some people will probably view as a negative, but it's not really a 100% negative. There's not, like some RTSs you get into, there's like tons of units. Like there's ridiculous amounts of units that you can choose from. In this, there's three different types of ground troopers. There's regular Marines. There's flamethrower guys. And then there's Spartans.
Nice.
And there's, what, three different types of vehicles?
Yeah, it's
right?
not much. It's like
there's
the Warthog, the
Warthog,
tank.
The tank, and the, what's it called, Cobra or something like that. It's like it's an anti-vehicle.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's
called.
Oh,
that
now.
One they introduced in Halo 3, right?
Maybe. I don't remember. It's like it's a driving vehicle. Looks kind of like a tank, but it unpacks.
Oh, okay. It's probably a new unit.
That's all the vehicles in the demo, at least.
Yeah,
on
sure
the UNSC side. I'm sure there'll be more, but you're not like overwhelmed with units, with like unit choices. And the nice thing is you get upgrades based on how many reactors you've built, which is one of the buildings you can build. And the upgrades are like, they're none of them... None of them feel wasted. Like, they all work really well. All the upgrades I've seen so far work really well, and they really help. And the other thing that's nice is the upgrades automatically apply to all your units in the field, too, not just new ones that you build. So,
man, I need to get 360.
It's really, really fun. Really, really fun.
Well, there you go. That's Halo Wars.
That's Halo Wars.
Sounds quite positive.
I think it gets a thumbs up from everybody.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely a great game. But now let's talk about another game that everybody finally got to play.
That finally dropped this week.
That watched the internet explode.
Explode.
As it came online. Yeah. Mr. Khan, I'm gonna start with you since you had to sit out of most of the Halo Wars talk. What do you think of Killzone?
Killzone, okay. How shall I put this? When I first started the game, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty darn close to that video they showed a few years ago. Graphics are really, really beautiful.
And
probably the best looking.
From what I understand, the demo is based on the preview build, not the review build. And the review build actually had improved graphics from the preview build.
I still can't see much. I can't see it improving.
Changing much?
Yeah.
They changed some of the shadows and stuff.
That's stuff I'm not going to notice, you know.
I love the lighting in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the like light sourcing, like at the sun, you can see like colors and like it almost gives like a rainbow effect. I even shot the water, of course. You know,
right.
I had to shoot the water.
Everybody's got to shoot
the water. Why must we all shoot the water?
I didn't shoot the water.
You didn't shoot the water?
I shot the water. I shot the water.
The graphics, freaking awesome. It's probably the best, on a technical level, best looking game ever in terms of technical. The enemies, I also love the enemy designs. What are they called? The
Hellgas.
Hellgas, yeah. Very, almost like a German inspired.
Yeah, they're sort of sci-fi. They're sort of Nazi inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me think what else. The control scheme. Here's where it gets kind of rocky.
Now, did you switch control schemes or did you keep the standard?
First time I kept the standard. It took some getting used to.
Yeah.
It actually play through the demo was actually not enough to get used to it. I didn't really get used to it until the second time I played through the demo.
Right.
Because you would have to play through it the second time.
Yeah, I've played through this demo like 3.5 times.
10-minute demo.
Huh?
It's a 10-minute demo.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so was the first God of War demo.
I don't even see the point of it.
It's all about building anticipation.
It already has enough anticipation.
Yeah, but it gives you a taste of what the game's like. How are you going to complain about a demo?
Because it didn't show me anything that that it could do.
Sure
it showed
it
me the graphics.
And it showed you how to play the game. Like it gave you.
That's
I mean,
what a demo. That's good. That's what, you know. Hey, it got one part of a demo, right?
Just, I mean,
it's hyped game on its multiplayer as well. Where's the multiplayer? Just give me a taste of multiplayer.
Yeah, they're not going to give you a multiplayer demo.
No. Then they shouldn't hype it as much.
I just don't see how you complain about a free demo.
Hey, in his defense, everybody complained about the Heavenly Sword demo, too.
Well, yeah. But
same length.
Yeah,
I
understand that, but that doesn't make it right just because people complained about the Heavenly Sword demo, too.
You can complain about how short it is because I think that you're talking about this and this and this and this and this and this, and you're talking about this demo, and you're hyping it up, and you're getting all these people excited about it, and then you lay it out there, and that's like telling everybody you're going to get to show them this new movie, but you're going to get a sneak peek of it, and they give you a 30-second clip, yeah. And you're like, what happened? What happened? That wasn't even as long as a trailer,
yeah.
You know, and you get frustrated because you're like, I want to keep playing. And when I played the demo, personally, when I put it in, I start playing, and I'm like, well, this looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing with the controls. Okay, default turning speed, fuck you, that's mm-hmm. terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I needed to change that because you're not doing anything with that. And my problem here is there's no happy medium in it.
See, like, I found a happy medium. My X and Y sensitivity are both 1 point above normal, and that was fine for me.
See, I turned it up way too fast, so I started turning it down, and I never got like a happy medium. Like the point where I got to, I had to do it so that it wasn't so fast that I lost track of things, and then it wasn't so slow that I couldn't turn fast enough to see anything. I still haven't found a happy medium, and I don't think I will, but that's not going to deter me from playing the game.
Right. I mean, it's all of that, and we can argue right or wrong all day long, but all of that is conscious design decision in that they want to make it feel heavy. Like, they want the game to feel heavy.
And that's another thing with people were complaining about the control schemes.
Right.
There's a reason why the default is the default.
Right.
Because zooming in while you're in cover on that, what everybody tells you to use, alternate two or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. What do you, like...
You have to,
hold
L2 and hold L1 and push up on the left stick.
Yeah,
and,
No.
I did prefer the alternate two control scheme, though, because I preferred hold to zoom with the left bumper, or with the, I call it left bumper button, the L1 button. I preferred that, and like I said, I bumped my sensitivity up one way each time. But, I mean, the weight of the game is something I got used to after my first playthrough of the demo.
Yeah.
On the second playthrough, the weight didn't affect me at all. Because I was at that point, I had gotten a feel for the style of game that it was going to be. That, you know, everything was going to feel heavy, and it was going to be labored movement to aim, and that you were going to, you know, the aiming does have a weird acceleration to it. Like, it's almost like you swing the weapon, and once it starts going, it starts moving faster the more you push the stick.
Yeah.
So it takes some getting used to. But by my second playthrough, or my third playthrough on the demo, I was well used to the aim. The first playthrough I did, I was like, man, this game is way, like, it just feels labored. But once I kind of came to grips with that, with the fact that it's not Halo and it's not Call of Duty and it's going to be slower, once I kind of came to grips with that, I was fine with it. I was easily able to adjust.
Now, here's a big question. Did you feel like it did anything new?
You know what? I think if it does nothing else new, the first person cover is new. Who else has done first person cover?
First person cover is not necessarily been done, but a first person game using cover has been done.
Yeah, but then it always kicks you back out to third person.
And you know, I think I prefer that.
Really?
Because the first person cover in this game, like when you go down, you can't get a sense of your like surroundings. And then I'm sure that's a design choice.
Right.
It's not something I'm going to fault the game for, but I think I prefer like the Rainbow Six style where when you go into cover, you see your dude.
Right. See, yeah. I like the first person. I didn't think I would, but I like the first person cover because it really a game like Killzone, especially with the graphics it has, is all about immersion. And staying in first person the entire time enhances the immersion for me. Staying in first person while you're in cover, staying in first person when you get boosted up by that guy and then you reach down and pick him up.
I like that scene. That
it
was,
does
that
the same
cool.
thing that Far Cry 2 does, where the whole thing is in first person, so it keeps you sort of in that mode. Now, you're right, it does prevent you from kind of seeing what's going on around you, but that really didn't bother me as much. The only thing that I didn't kind of like is I wish that there was a way to make the knife your default melee. And I understand
that you've got
the gun, so you but the knife was really cool. Did you use the knife at all?
I think it was a couple times.
It's really cool. It works well, but you got to hit right on the D-pad to bring it up, and then go swinging around.
Sometimes there's a line where, okay, I understand that it's not realistic to hit somebody with that.
Right.
But you have to cross that fine line of making the game fun as opposed to accessible.
And I mean,
you know.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think that Guerrilla with this game decided to go as realistic as they could for the setting, which is why the movement is heavy, which is why the aiming is slow. And, you know, like I said, you can argue right or wrong all day long based on your personal preference.
Yeah.
But that's the design choice they made. So, you know, if that's the way they – honestly, I usually don't say this, but if that's the way that the developer designed the game to be, then you either have to adjust to the game or not play it. And it's funny that I hear so many people saying that now, and I'm going to – self-indulge for a second. It's funny that I hear so many people saying that, well, that's the way they want the game, so you just need to adjust to the game. And everybody's kind of throwing that out there. And when 2 Human came out, that's the same thing that people who enjoyed 2 Human were saying. Well, you just need to get used to the controls. And if you don't like it, it's because you're not playing it right. And, I mean, I'm not comparing the two games, obviously, in terms of quality.
It all comes back to 2 Human.
It all is full circle now.
But honestly, that's the exact same argument, and I agree with that argument. That's the design choice that they made, love it or hate it. But if you don't like it, then you're just not going to be able to play the game.
But they also should have taken that into consideration the same way 2 Human should have.
No, absolutely, I agree with that. But
my big problem is, and it stems from his complaint, I need to know if I'm going to have fun playing this all the way through. I don't care about what it does new. I really don't care about the graphics, even though they are very pretty. You know, am I going to have fun playing this all the way through? Am I going to get tired of killing the same guy over and over again? Because what is there, like 3 enemy types? Fear does that too. And don't get me wrong, it pisses me off in Fear. I'm like, oh, look, I'm going to fight this guy again. But Fear has a gimmick, which is one thing I haven't found Killzone to have yet. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to have fun playing this game. I'm not, because I've enjoyed much more mediocre shooters.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I guess I'm just asking that because the demo was so short that you're like, is this going to be a purchase? Because is it fun enough? It's good looking, plays great. There's nothing wrong with the game inherently. But for people who play shooters all the time, is it going to be different enough to say, hey, okay, this is... And what kills me is right now, the two sides, you're both idiots. This is the greatest game ever. Oh, my God. You're an idiot. This game is crap. I don't like it. You're an idiot.
Right.
You've played the game for 10 minutes.
Right.
You don't know what the game is.
Right.
And that's kind of the problem there.
Yeah, I mean, I can sort of deal with the, you said, you know, fear has a gimmick. That's why all the, you know, enemy types are the same. I can deal with the fact that the guys I shoot are mostly the same, just because, I mean, I know that the Hellgast are sort of based on the whole, the Nazi model of, like, you know, nameless, faceless soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I can respect that part of it. I just, like, to me, I don't know, and this, I guess, is a flaw of the fact that the demo is short, if anything, is that you don't really get to see the variation that apparently comes later. Because there are levels that are in the desert later. There's a level that's in some kind of tower. So there, the landscape varies later.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Which, yeah. I mean, there's,
I'm hoping for that.
There's
too.
Apparently, according to most of the places I've read that actually played the full game, the first level that is in the demo is the least captivating and the least visually attractive.
Well, then I guess my question would be,
why put the demo out?
Yeah, that,
you know, the demo, I had fun with it, but it's too short for me to make an opinion. And that's what a demo is supposed to do.
The demo, see, the problem with the demo that I do agree with him on it being short is for the people who were on the fence about it, this isn't going to sway them one way or the other. And that's where I think the mistake is with Guerrilla Games, because the first Killzone, a lot of people bought into it, bought the game. And if you'd have played a 10-minute demo, you might have thought, okay, this game's okay. You know, but then when you play through the whole thing, it just was boring. To a lot of people. Not everybody.
Right.
To a lot of people, it was just boring. The pacing, the way the game was played. And you know, granted, you're never going to give that in a demo. But a full level in a demo, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes, you know, this just felt like you jumped in, and by the time you got used to it, it was over.
I know a demo is supposed to give you just a taste. But I didn't get a taste.
See, for me, the demo, I would have loved for it to have been longer just because I didn't want it to end. But for me, any questions I had about the game got answered by the demo because I was able to control my character. I was able to control 4 or 5 different weapons. I was able to see some of the buddy stuff, you know, where he lifts you up and all that. I was able to get a feel for the environment. I was able to get a feel for the characters that surround me, as idiotic and moronic as their dialogue is.
Yeah.
So for me, any of the questions that I had were answered by the demo. Now, like I said, I can understand why that's not true for everybody, especially if you played the first Killzone.
Especially, in my opinion, if you're a huge shooter guy. If you're a huge...
I guess.
Here's the funny thing, like, the separation between people on my friends list. While I was playing it, people who were not shooter fans, that aren't hardcore shooter fans, that play shooters all the time, were messaging me, "Oh my god, I love this game, it's so great." The people who are shooter fans were like, "I just did not get enough to make a decision of whether or not this is a great shooter or just a good game."
And that's where I stand.
You know, and for people who are big into shooters, like myself.
See, I'm big into shooters, and I found, like, all I needed to know was how does it play.
And you know what?
I feel like that got answered for me.
That's you.
Okay. No, that's why I said, and, you know, I feel like it got answered for me.
When you brought up the fact that it's a free demo, yeah, it's a free demo, but it didn't give me anything to really make me day one, or do I sit and wait?
See,
I respect your opinion, all I ask is, you know, respect mine instead of, like, criticizing.
I'm not criticizing you.
The
I'm just saying.
I
that.
Got, and the way it was presented, it's my opinion. It's not going to be shared by all, but it didn't give me anything to really make me want to say, March or February 27th, I'm going to go buy it.
See, at this point, I really want to play through it. I do. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't necessarily think it's going to be the best shooter ever, but I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. You know, both Resistance games are sound, good games, but to me, both of them bored the piss out of me. And I'm sorry. And I love shooters.
Right.
But the first two Resistance games bored the absolute piss out of me, and I don't know why. It's the same thing with, like, you know, some people will say this game is better than this game is better than that game. I don't know why they bored the piss out of me. You know, Time Shift bored the piss out of me. I'll play just about any shooter, for God's sakes. I love shooters. I love first-person shooters. Unless they're absolutely terrible, I will play through them. There are just certain games that bore the piss out of me. And I don't know, and unfortunately with a 10-minute demo, I didn't get enough to know. I will probably still buy it because I love shooters and I buy just about everyone that comes out. And what I'm hoping is the multiplayer is good. I really am hoping the multiplayer is good.
I mean,
it really needs to be good.
Yeah. I really wish they would have thrown at least maybe one part of the multiplayer in. Just I was
like one map.
Just one map. Just to see what that's like.
My opinion about this demo is probably in between Killer Wolverine and Wombat. I'm looking forward to the game, but at the same time, I'll probably just wait until after the release and after everybody's impressions of the full title before I actually pluck down my money.
I'm with you on that, but I don't care what everyone else has to say. I want to do it for myself. So I don't. That's why I was kind of hoping this demo would be a little bit longer.
That's how I felt about the Heavenly Sword demo when I played it. I'm like, I really wanted this to be a little bit longer because.
And how long is this game going to be?
I don't know. Guess would be the normal 10 hours. I mean, that would just be a guess. I don't know.
It might be a 5-hour game. I mean, who knows?
I don't think it'll be longer than Call of Duty. Yeah.
That's a good length, though.
A shooter should not be more than 10 hours. If it's more than 10 hours, usually you get bored of it.
Yeah.
You get tired of killing the same fucking people over.
I thought the entire Halo trilogy had good length of gameplay.
Yeah,
they all had good length.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've run a little deep on the Killzone talk. We can probably revisit it after we play a little bit more this week.
Yeah. I'm bated breath day one.
I'm hesitant, but
I thought
it's a
you didn't have enough to make up your mind for day one.
I'm bated breath. I'm hoping that it's going to be good. I mean, there's nothing else I'm looking forward to in February. I'm going to get Fear. I'm a big shooter fan, and it's bated breath. I'm still up in the air right now. I'm saying bated breath day one.
I want it. I do want it, but like Fear. There's only one game that I have to have this month, and that game's called Street Fighter. So I paid that off. I had to take precedence over that. You know, I want Fear so bad I can't stand it, and I know I'm going to like Fear because the demo was huge, and I played the hell out of it. I played it twice, you know, so just hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
There's no denying that it's a good game, but whether or not it's a great, you know, all the way through is, you know. You won't know until you play it.
Well, yeah. Like I said, from what I understand, the demo is, like I said, the later levels are better than the demo.
I hope so.
So if that's the case, it should have a nice build towards the end.
I'm hoping it's a very good game because I will tell you right now, the first game sucked ass to me.
I hated the first game.
And I have to give... at least you can fucking jump now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You can jump.
It came up on the tutorial. It's like, press A to jump. I'm like, yay! Yay! There it goes.
It's not A, it's X. There is no A on the PlayStation controller.
It's A to me.
A!
I have changed my... Whatever.
You changed your settings to 360.
I did. So now that we've got all the games out of the way, we're going to jump into some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Welker and Welker Psychiatry. Because the Killzone demo dropped this week, and everybody lost their fucking minds. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
I didn't lose my mind.
Yeah, but everybody,
I lost my mind trying to
everybody
delete.
On the internet lost their
I
mind.
I lost my mind trying to manage the fucking Killzone 2 forum. Holy Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had to go in there and police people because, like, did you see the thread? My favorite thing about the thread was you're not allowed to criticize the game unless you have a good reason. But,
right.
Oh, my God, Tay Awesome Sauce Killzone right. Rocks is okay.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, that's... Thank you. Thank you for making yourself look really stupid. Anyway, if after upgrading to the new Xbox experience you experienced a sound issue on your HDMI connection, Microsoft has a patch. Fix that.
Hmm.
I couldn't have said that with any more enthusiasm, right?
A new patch.
There shouldn't have been a problem in the first place.
Yeah, there shouldn't have been a problem in the first place. Consoles turning into PCs. What's up?
Yeah.
R-Type Dimensions, obviously, last week's Xbox Live Arcade game. The ESA released a list of exhibitors attending this year. for E3. Yeah, and to everyone's surprise, several companies that left the ESA and missed last year are back. Actually, the only company that's not back is, what was it? It was one of those MMO companies.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Cryptic? No, Cryptic got bought by somebody, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was one of those big MMO companies that aren't coming back. While 2K Marin is hard at work on Bioshock 2, Sea of Dreams, a job posting has confirmed that 2K Boston, formerly Irrational Games, is developing a first-person shooter, obviously not called Bioshock.
Maybe it's a Bioshock spinoff.
But it's a first-person shooter. Damn it.
So is Bioshock.
I know. I don't know what I was going
with. It might be a Bioshock killer.
No, it's a Killzone killer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Team Xbox.
That's going to be the next tagline.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it. Team Xbox is reporting that back in July, Ludlum Entertainment reacquired the rights to develop, publish, and distribute multi-platform games based on his novels. Previously held by Vivendi Games, the company announced it has granted EA the exclusive worldwide license to create games based on Ludlum's properties, including the Jason Bourne series. Furthermore, the company has announced that Starbreeze Studios, known for the Chronicles of Riddick games, is already working on the first game created as part of a multi-year agreement, a new Jason Bourne game, probably based on the upcoming Bourne 4. They're making a fourth Bourne film.
Well, you knew they were.
I know, but I hate it every time I hear it.
Why?
The trilogy ended on such a great note.
Yeah, but so did the books ended the same way.
Yeah, well
the books are like five Bourne games. I mean, five Bourne
There's
books.
Five Bourne games in the books.
Yeah, in the books.
A recent raid conducted by Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs resulted in the largest ever seizure of illegal game copying devices in the UK. When they get in your house, Jason. The ELSPA revealed that officials found more than 50,000 illegal game copying devices, along with counterfeit game consoles, peripherals for the Wii, 360, and PS3.
Man.
Busted.
Yeah.
Square Enix will publish Activision Blizzard's Quantum of Solace in Japan. Why? It's going to sell four copies. They don't like shooters, and they certainly don't like Bond. Sony has announced Buzz Brain of the UK, a new iteration of the quiz series featuring over 4,000 questions based purely on the United Kingdom. Is that coming out over here? Because we'll suck at it.
Yeah.
According to VG24...
Unless one of the questions is fish and blank.
What's the answer?
Chips.
Damn, I'd have lost that one. I'm kidding. According to VG247, Designers Republic, the firm responsible for the original look and feel of the Wipeout franchise, has closed.
Don't. That sucks.
IGN's yanked footage of Star... I thought that said Yankee. I was like, what? IGN's yanked footage of Star Wars Battlefront 3 due to LucasArts pressure. The publisher told the site to the movie A Free Radicals Project, confirmed as real by the insiders, was, quote, the intellectual property of Lucasfilm and had been posted without permission.
Da, 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 da.
Boo! iPhone owners accounted for 14% of mobile game downloaders in November, with 32.4% of all iPhone users reporting that they downloaded a game in the month, compared with a market average of 3.8%. Playing them iPhone games. The International Game Developers Association is officially searching for a new boss. Maybe they should try Cutman. As long as... Where's my...
Yeah, I put that shit away.
Oh, I'm sorry. As longtime executive director Jason Della Rocca steps down in order to pursue a new venture. Obviously, the Killzone 2 demo is up, but only for people who pre-ordered in America. But you can create a European account and download it for free.
Or you could share it. Systems share.
Yeah, you could system share. You're allowed to do that with five systems.
Yes.
But don't do it with people you don't trust. Yes. Otherwise, they'll run up your credit card.
Or don't put your credit card information on there.
This is true. Sega has announced Iron Man 2 that will release in 2010 in conjunction with the movie release, which means they've got 2 years to make a much better game.
Good luck with that.
Hopefully. Yeah.
We'll see. Rare let slip that games will soon give players items of clothing and accessories for their 360 avatars in the same way gamer points are distributed.
Nice.
It's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
The Resident Evil 5 demo was downloaded 1.8 million times.
I wonder how many of those million liked it.
Well, there's a mixed bag with that, though.
Yeah, there is.
Summer Athletics 2009 has been announced.
No one cares.
Ubisoft moves into Western Canada with the acquisition of the... I thought it said the acquisition of Vancouver.
They went ahead and just bought the whole...
Holy shit.
province of British Columbia.
Vancouver, British Columbia-based development studio Action Pants.
Action Pants.
Yeah, Action Pants.
With a new Wii title already in the works.
Every time you do that, somebody complains about it.
I'm sorry.
Continue.
So in other words, they're making...
Did you guys answer that question yet?
They're making...
No, I don't think so.
No.
So in other words, they're making something for the Wii in their Action Pants.
I like my Wii in my Action Pants. Yeah. Amazon.com has officially launched the beta version of their game download section, offering more than 600 casual titles for digital download, all under $10.
Hmm.
Capcom has joined up with Sony for some PlayStation Home specific content.
Yay! Mega Man statue sitting on my dresser drawer.
That you'll have to pay $10 for.
Yeah, $10.
THQ has cut 600 jobs. I heard they were closing.
Oh, that sucks.
You heard they were closing?
THQ.
That was a rumor, and then they quickly debunked it.
Yeah, well, wait till next week. Wallace and Gromit, unless 50 Cent Blood on the Sand sells.
You know it will.
Yeah, whatever.
The first one sold, and this one's supposedly actually a decently playable game.
Well, they also just did Destroy All Humans.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleeding money.
Which you can read my review.
This week.
This week on ZTGameDomain.com where I gave the latest Destroy All Humans a rocketing 4.5% out of, or 4.5 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's off.
The THQ forgot to send the check.
Oh, yeah.
Wallace and Gromit are coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Microsoft announced the award winner's game add-on pack for Seen It Box Office Smash, which will be available for download on Xbox Live February 13th for 560 points.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Finally DLC for Seen It. Friggin' time. The latest issue of Famitsu has revealed that the first wave of DLC for Street Fighter 4. Capcom plans to release 5 costume packs for the game, each one priced at 320 points on a weekly basis, which is equivalent to what, two?
I don't know. It's on your
which
site.
Which is equivalent to way too much damn money for stuff that should have been on the disc in the first place.
All this shit's on your site.
Released a weekly basis starting on February 12th. A week before the game comes out?
That's what it said.
After the release of the 5 packs, there will be an all-in-one pack that will include all the costumes for 1,200 points.
It's all the details.
Which is $15.
It's all on your site if they want to get all the conversions.
Ridiculous, Gus. And here's a big one I saw this week. Rockstar Games announced the sequel to Red Dead Revolver called Red Dead Redemption.
And it looks good, too. It
does look good.
I loved Red Dead Revolver.
It was awesome.
Free Radical has been acquired by German developer Crytek of Far Cry and Crysis fame. Man. A company that makes beautiful first-person shooters mixed with a company that makes good-playing first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Unless we don't count Haze, which we don't.
Yeah, we're going to skip over that.
During the company's quarter 3 2009 earnings call, I can't beat quarter 3 2009.
Yeah, that would be in the future, unless you somehow traveled to the future.
Well, yeah, it's probably 2008 then.
Maybe it's... Oh, okay, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know how the quarters were. It can't be. I don't know.
Unless they count it as a, I don't know.
Future call?
I guess.
It's a call about the future.
Well, I mean.
Basically, John Riccitiello revealed that the company will be releasing Mass Effect 2 as a multi-platform title in 2009, which translates to our calendar year, early 2010. See, that made no sense the way I read it. Because I said in 2009, which translates to our calendar year in 2010. Basically quarter 4.
See, I guess that's... Fuck it, whatever.
I don't know. Although at this time... Basically, Mass Effect's coming in 2010, Mass Effect 2 for multi-platform.
Right.
Yeah, but they haven't.
But they haven't said PS3.
It's
just
Xbox and PC.
Yeah, so now the debate rages as to what they meant by multi-platform, and EA refuses to say one way or the other.
He's refusing to comment.
Which
kind of
pisses me off.
It's stupid. I mean,
it's like, you know what? I understand that you don't want to do it for PR purposes or whatever. Just say if it's coming or if it's not coming. Just say it.
You know, I really hope it does, though.
I do, too.
Because they're missing a great
But
game.
If it does, they need to make Mass Effect 1 come, too.
Right. Maybe
somehow.
They should, like, not include it in 2, but somehow. I agree with that.
They should sell it budget priced. $40. Release
maybe
the
even,
first one.
Well, actually, is that $20 one confirmed for the 360?
Yeah, it's coming out this week.
Do that for the PS3, then.
They should.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog boss Evan Wells said that Uncharted 2 will get the same budget as the first one, which is $20 million. Dead Space is coming
and
to the Wii.
As awesome as Killzone looks, Uncharted looks even better.
Uncharted looks awesome.
Dead Space is coming to the Wii. Anybody care? Anybody care?
Nope.
All right. Pinball Hall of Fame is coming to the 360 and the PS3.
That's for Brian.
Anybody care?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I care. I got the
EA announced.
Yes.
I did that for you.
Thank you.
That Left 4 Dead has sold 1.8 million, Rock Band 2 at 1.9 million, and Dead Space and Mirror's Edge over a million apiece. Apparently those were flops, though, right? With over a million? Didn't they call them flops?
Not, yeah, by any means, not flop.
Just like Little Big Planet's a flop at like what, almost 2 million copies sold now.
Goddamn flops!
Give me a break.
Shaq News founder Steve Gibson has revealed that his site has been bought by games rental outlet GameFly. A sequel to Battlefield Bad Company is in the works. To get ready for the assault next winter, players can prepare for action in Battlefield 1943, an all new multiplayer game available this summer via Xbox Live.
That's not an all-new multiplayer game. That was out on the PC forever ago.
No, that's 1942.
42. Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah, this is this is a new one, man.
Wow.
Where you been, 1942?
For some reason, I just never really connected. I never really made the difference in my mind.
This week's Xbox Live Arcade game is the one that was on PSN last week, which is 3-on-3 NHL Arcade.
Which I heard is pretty good, if you like
really?
Hockey.
Brian said it was
terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Differing opinions.
I guess. Halo Wars demo's up, so go download it if you have an Xbox. Warner Brothers has acquired Snowblind Studios, which is a great company. They make good games. Left 4 Dead will see its first bit of DLC this spring in the form of the Survival Pack, according to an announcement from Valve. Included will be new multiplayer mode called Survival, two new versus campaign modes. Also of note, a Critics' Choice edition of the game is also heading to retail this spring, which will include the DLC. Valve is also to release the PC SDK, which will allow the creation of custom Left 4 Dead campaigns through matchmaking system. It'll be free to all owners of Left 4 Dead on PC.
It's pretty cool.
Virtua Tennis will release in 2009 for PS3, 360, and PC.
Yeah.
Activision announced obviously a Transformers game for the new movie called Revenge of the Fallen.
And I bet it'll suck, too. I mean the game.
Wow.
I mean the game.
Wow.
Sony has released the three covers that were available as options in their Pick the Cover contest for Killzone 2 as large printable images. So if you don't like the cover that comes with the game, print a new one. Microsoft announced that 1 million Xbox Live Gold members have downloaded and activated the Netflix application.
Hmm.
Sony has announced that there will be a Little Big Planet downloadable content to help commemorate Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, it's I think it's heart glasses that I saw.
All right. Speaking with IGN, Bungie's Brian Gerard says, overall, though, we are viewing the ODST campaign and the included multiplayer maps as the final exclamation point on our in our ongoing efforts to extend the Halo 3 experience. We're really grateful to our fans for standing by Halo 3 for so long and continuing to show us such strong support.
So after the new pack, and there's a pro, I thought there was a single player patch or something. So that's pretty much it for Halo 3, they're saying.
Mr. Khan, you have to read this out loud.
I have to read this out loud?
You have to read this highlighted item out loud.
Okay. Atlas USA announced that DS Action RPG.
Come on, say it.
Super Robot Tyson! Original Generation Saga Endless Frontier. Will release in North America on April 28th.
That was very Shatner-esque.
That was. Welcome to the Atlas.
I just wanted to hear you say that again, because it's been a while.
According to Kotaku, Costa Cruises signed an agreement with Sony Computer Entertainment Italia to put the PlayStation 2s and 3s aboard all of their ships by the end of this year.
Interesting.
Kotaku is also reporting that Hudson Entertainment is giving WiiWare its first first-person shooter in Onslaught, which also happens to be the first online four-player cooperative first-person shooter on WiiWare.
Hmm. You know what they need to make for WiiWare? Adventure Island.
I was about ready to say that.
Ooh. Ah.
Yeah. A little bee.
The next two expansions for Fallout 3, The Pit and Broken Steel, have been delayed until March and April, respectively. Capcom has confirmed that Bionic Commando will drop in May. The 30th anniversary celebration of The Warriors will see the launch of an Xbox Live Arcade game based on this cult classic movie.
Hopefully it's as good as the last Warriors game.
This week's Rock Band DLC will be a three-pack of songs by the Fratellis. Aren't those the guys from the Goonies?
Yeah, they are. The fertility.
Snap, I just showed my age.
Wow.
Man, good memory.
Yes. Apparently, Konami wants to continue to dig themselves a grave by picking up the Saw franchise.
Yeah, why? Why make a game about that?
And Criterion has confirmed that it will release a Cops and Robbers pack for Burnout Paradise, which that sounds really cool.
Hmm.
All right. We can do a few questions. We're running deep. Tortellini1 wants to know, hey guys, I got Rock Band 2 for Christmas, and I really want to buy Guitar Hero Metallica because I love Metallica. I was wondering if you guys know if the pre-order bonus of Guitar Hero World Tour drum foot pedal would work on a Rock Band 2 PS3 drum set. You know, I think it does. Because I think you can use either pedal for either system.
Really?
But I've never tested it, so I can't say for sure.
Let's look and see if the plugs are the same.
They're exactly the same plug.
Yep, they are the same plug.
Yeah, they're exactly the same plug, and I'm pretty sure you can plug, because I know Rock Band 2's drum set supports dual pedals, and I think you can put the Guitar Hero pedal in and it will work. Hmm. So I would imagine that it works the other way, too.
But not too sure.
Nope, not 100% sure. I might want to go to the Guitar Hero or Rock Band forums and find out on their websites. Big Guap wants to know, how many left turns does it take to make a right?
Three.
Oh,
three.
It's four. Three.
Actually, it's I four, would isn't it? I would beg to differ. I would say that it's impossible, because if you're turning left, if you want to make a right turn, yes, and you keep turning left,
you're driving NASCAR.
then the right turn has a completely different meaning from that perspective.
Dude, you're getting too deep for that question.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about
one, two, three. Now I'm facing what was right before.
Yeah,
but you're saying that now right is that way.
But you're still turning left.
Gotcha.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways.
That's funny.
You make a solid point.
It depends on if it's theoretical or if it's actuality. Two different answers.
Anyway, John W. wants to know, hi all. Been listening a while, thought I'd post a question.
Thank you.
As most people are aware, stores like Game and GameStation in the UK and GameStop in the US often bleat on about how they make very little money from people buying new games, and that the majority of all their tills are filled by trading used games. With this in mind, I have a two-part question. If that truly is the case, then why have we been seeing lately the store cutting the prices of games, sometimes by 50% just a week or two after release? Surely Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo aren't selling the games to them at such a discount.
My guess is usually when that happens, it's sort of a special promotion to try and get people into the store in the hopes that they'll not only buy that game, but they'll buy some used games while they're there, too.
Or bring games to trade in for it.
Right.
Because that's where they'll make money as well. As far as the reason why they're cutting the price like that is usually because the game isn't selling and they're trying to get rid of their inventory.
Right. Yeah.
And they're going to lose money on it, so... with the current economic crisis taking hold, apparently we are in a recession, and more gamers trading in games, will we see developers trying harder to prevent the influx of game trading by adding content that can only be downloaded once, such as the Flashback, Map Pack in Gears of War 2, or the FIFA 09 League updates? Will they try to come up with more insidious plans to stop us from trading?
Yes.
They always will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Until the end of the world.
And gamers will continue to find ways around it.
Wow. Anyway. Eor Kara says, what's happening, crew? Best show podcast ever.
Thank you.
Haven't missed a show in months. You guys are the best and make me laugh all the time. Respect.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jason, what is Holy Toledo?
Holy Toledo. Okay. Holy Toledo is the...
I thought he was going to say something else.
Holy...
Sound like burrito.
Holy Toledo.
Holy burrito.
It's the alternate... version of holy crap.
Yeah, Toledo is a city in Ohio. In case you're not from Ohio, which you probably aren't.
Yeah, it's a city in Ohio, and it's basically an alternate version of saying holy crap or holy
shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or if you've ever seen Die Hard, it's Holy Toledo. Somebody had fun.
You know, I was about ready to comment on if you watch, if you have access to the Die Hard movies, watch the third Die Hard movie with Jeremy Irons as the main villain.
And Samuel motherfucking Jackson.
Yeah. And Jeremy Irons, when he appears on scene, all dressed up, he's like, Hawaii Toledo or something like that. Yeah.
He says it just like he's like, Hawaii
Toledo. Well,
thing is, it's like.
Sounds like the alien from American Dad.
Thing is, his character is like.
Hawaii Toledo. He's
kind of like British, but when he's like. He dresses up in a suit and he like.
I thought he was German.
Well, okay, yeah. He was, I don't know. He's British.
Because the main
way to call
the
him
first
out.
One is German.
He's German, but when he goes into the bank, he's playing a French florist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he the way he says Holy Toledo is kind of like Holy Toledo or something like that. He like emphasizes.
Roger.
Roger.
Syllable. Yeah. So.
Stan, where's my peanut butter?
Yeah, it's just a saying. But I mean, if you guys over the other side of the pond want to use it, I mean, that'd be cool.
How do you know he's from the UK?
Well,
he might be from the United States.
Well, on the other side of the pond, I mean, that could be Japan.
Could be.
I skip rocks across the pond. I wonder if I've ever hit anybody across the pond.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. But yeah, Holy Toledo. It's a new wave, new generation.
Yeah, definitely like Pepsi.
Yeah, like Pepsi.
Now, I know how you guys feel about Resistance 2. I feel the same. The story isn't the best. However, just like some of you, I forced myself to play on. Just wanted to let you guys know the ending is epic. It really is one of those WTF moments. Wow. Now I'm so excited to find out what happens in the happens next in the third Resistance. It was totally worth forcing myself to the ending. I'll go to YouTube and watch
I'll have to force myself to continue.
Well, force yourself.
I will force myself.
Spoon feed it.
There's a lot of forcing going on.
There's a lot of force in this. Andrew Griff, I guess this is how you would say that. He wants to know, y'all went through your top 10 picks of last year a few weeks ago. What do you all anticipate to be your top 3 games of this year?
Oh,
you know,
snap.
One of them was Resident Evil.
Oh,
snap.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
Well, I know Street Fighter is one of mine.
Yeah.
What the other two are? Probably Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Yeah. Guaranteed. And you know what? I'm actually really looking forward to Borderlands, so I hope that makes it out this year.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
You know, one of them that made my list that I guess now is Halo Wars. Now that I know what that's all about.
I hope that I can say Infamous.
I hope that I can say Prototype.
I'm thinking that at least one or maybe two of them will probably be games that we
haven't heard of.
Either haven't heard of or have just been so low on the radar that they'll just come out of nowhere and be like the best thing ever.
Oh, boom!
Cow.
Yeah.
They'll be like, boom!
Boom,
that's
headshot.
What I'm talking about. Anyway, all right, I can squeeze one more in here. Toe to Coco. That's Todd A. Coco.
Todd A. Coco.
I know.
Yeah.
It looked like Toe to Coco. It was fun to say that. Hey, guys, I just wanted to know how much I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I do so greatly enjoy them. It truly is the highlight of my Monday. I've been playing games since the Commodore 64, and gaming started me down the road that led me to becoming a network administrator, 24 years worth. I still love all things gaming at my young age of 45, owning all consoles and a great PC. It is my favorite hobby. Your discussions have led me to some pretty awesome gaming. Keep up the good work.
Sweet.
My question,
you keep up the good work.
Definitely. Yeah. What was the first game that made you realize that gaming was going to dominate your life?
That's a good question.
Probably Food Fight on the Atari. I loved Food Fight on the Atari. I played the crap out of that.
The first game that I played that like totally addicted me to gaming was I played SeaQuest and Pitfall over at my sister's house on the
Pitfall.
Atari. SeaQuest. I love freaking SeaQuest, man. I love that
game. I've never played that game.
Maybe you should go play it. The graphics are top-notch.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
You know what other game I used to like on Atari was Yar's Revenge. I played the crap out of Yar's Revenge, too. And Pitfall. I played a lot of Pitfall.
What about you?
The very first game I remember playing, Mario Brothers on the NES.
Really?
So I'd have to say that did it for me.
The one that really hooked me on my NES was definitely The Legend of Zelda. Like, when I bought my NES, I bought Legend of Zelda and Spy Hunter. And while Spy Hunter was good, it certainly was no Legend of Zelda.
The game that hooked me on the original NES was the first Metal Gear.
Well, I thought my first, was it MSX you that said you thought yours was broken?
That was me.
That was
thought it was broken.
You thought it was broken?
Yeah.
What was broken?
The Metal Gear.
I thought my Metal Gear was broken
because
I didn't have any weapons when I started.
Yeah.
That's. I thought Jackal was broken. Oh wait, Jackal was broken.
Yeah, Jackal was broken.
I think the first game that I played that made me realize that I'd probably be a gamer for a long time would be Donkey Kong, the original Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. And the game that really, really, like, basically, like, solidified it was when I went over to one of my friends' house back in the day, and he got this new thing called the Nintendo Entertainment System that just came out.
Where's your little sound effect for that, man? It's a Gambus Con story.
It just came out, and I remember I went over to his house, and I got to play Super Mario Brothers, and I was like, oh my God, this is so much better than Donkey Kong. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. This game actually scrolls. And the turtles. Holy Toledo. Hey, there it is. Yeah, we come full circle. But it was a two punch, Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers. I knew that I'd be a gamer for life.
He says his was Omega Race on the Commodore 64.
Omega Race.
I spent way too many hours trying to dominate that game.
I had Omega Race.
I did too on my PC. Yep. I eventually did so and have never stopped gaming to this day. A toast to a lifetime of great games.
Indeed. Toast back to you.
Great games exist on all platforms. Just play them.
Exactly. Word.
Yeah, see, yep. He's a mature gamer. Yeah.
Word.
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 Good to work. Your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You do good work.
Indeed.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
There you go. That's the show. I know everybody's going to be talking about next week's episode. That's what they're going to be talking about. Next week is the monster.
The 100th episode.
100th episode.
100 episodes. Ever.
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 100. What are we going to do?
We don't even know.
We don't even know yet.
Yeah, we don't even know.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Be sure to tune in next week to see what we come up with. Maybe we'll have some more sound effects. Maybe we'll have some special guests. Maybe we'll have some action pants.
Action pants.
For the Wii.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, I get it. Thank you. Anyway, but that wraps up the show. So, Mr. Khan, if you would send us out before our 100th episode for next week.
In your mind, the cut that never heals. She's the thief of your heart when you want her to steal. She's the cancer on your brain that drives you insane. She's the one that helps and causes all your pain. She's the truth, she's the lie, the one that makes you cry, makes you happy in the rain. She's the yin to your yang with even all of your faults. To be there when you need her to, can also be the one who will instantly leave you. She will say that it's forever.
time I tell a joke, it's always a bad one.
Yeah! That's unanimous consent on that. You're like, yeah, you do, yeah!
That sounds like Gambus drinking right there.
What the fuck was that? I think I just got baptized. Wow. You should play that up if somebody says something about fanboys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Final Fantasy.
That's awesome.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Let's just drop the deuce.
Excuse me.
There's a boat coming. It's going up your ass.
Oh, that's the sound effect we needed for last week's sellout episode.
Oh, yeah. I cast that chick.
Oh, my God.
Sail, bitch. All right. I got nothing there.
Peace.
Oh, we are all getting down to that. Like, yeah, man.
Oh. You can't. Oh, you can't keep stopping it. You're fucking me up. You're fucking up my mojo.
Yeah.